guys, you're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a 5-Minute Friday. Today, we're going to talk all about facial fat atrophy. It's so important to think about maintaining and preserving your facial fat. And with the recent trends we've been seeing going on in the media, with all the models getting buccal fat pad removal, I just want to remind you guys how precious and important your facial fat is. People are writing in the New York Times about the phenomenon of getting Ozempic face. When we have rapid weight loss, we can have drooping, sagging, and hollowing of the face, which can actually make you feel and look a lot older. And if you are going to lose weight, we must do that in a slow manner, gradually, to avoid drastic facial fat changes. Facial fat is so precious. When we are a juicy newborn, we are born with the biggest, fluffiest cheeks, and so much of that is nice, natural hyaluronic acid, as well as very hydrated, plump and juicy skin, and plump and juicy fat cells. As we age, getting into our early 20s, we first notice facial fat atrophy beginning in the under eye areas with thinning of the under eye fat pads. And sometimes this is what gives people the need to get under eye filler, where you start to look a little tired. When that skin thins and the underlying facial fat goes away and the under eye hollow, that's when we first start to see changes of the midface, with midface drooping, the apple of the cheek deflates, descends, and we get early jowling changes. So facial fat atrophy is a very normal situation. It's a condition where the fat of the face diminishes, sometimes resulting in a hollowing or an aging appearance. And this primarily is due to aging changes. Genetics can play a big role. Certain people have fat atrophy related to medical conditions or treatments. But the most common cause of facial fat atrophy is aging. As we get older, our bodies naturally lose fat, especially in the face. It seems like we retain fat everywhere else, especially centripetal visceral body fat. The result of losing facial fat in your face makes you gaunt, hollow, and more elderly appearing, more older and more frail. So we're trying to avoid that. So those of you that are jumping on trends like buccal fat surgery because everyone's doing it, you're gonna deeply regret that when you reach your 40s, 50s, and beyond, when it's very hard to place facial fat in the zones at the proper depth with the proper amount of placement, with other methods like lipo and fat transplantation. It's difficult to get facial fat to regrow, almost impossible. Certain medical conditions like HIV or AIDS, diabetes, these things can also lead to facial wasting and facial fat atrophy. And radiation therapy is another one of those, sometimes used to treat cancers, but can certainly result in sunken facial appearance. Certain medications like steroids also can lead to facial fat changes, either getting overly rounded and plump facial fat, or sometimes fat atrophy. So the treatment options for replacing your youthful facial fat include really judicious use of the hyaluronic gel fillers. You can use gel fillers as a fat graft replacement. We can place it in a plane where facial fat pads normally are robust and prominent, and in your 20s, they're amazingly situated. As you get to be 30 and 40, they descend, deflate, and droop. So this is a situation where dermal fillers like hyaluronic acid fillers can be injected into the face, adding volume, improving the appearance of sunken or hollow areas. If your cheeks are starting to deflate, you can have more crow's feet visible and crinkling around the eyes from the skin laxity. Placing volume in the upper lateral cheeks is so helpful for that. It's also possible to treat the midface, the deep medial cheek fat, to prevent a sunken appearance of the midface. Fat grafting is another option, of course, which involves taking fat from one area of the body and transplanting it to the face, where you can plant the baby seedlings of fat cells, which hopefully will take root and begin to grow. Fat grafting has problems in that it can be patchy or irregular growth of the fat. It's like seeding a garden. When you place the seeds in the lawn, they may not all take root and grow. You may have to seed the garden several sessions. So fat grafting has the issue of sometimes being patchy or irregular or having areas which don't take. I do love the idea of fat grafting, and I think very often that's performed in conjunction with our procedures like facelift surgery, like when we're doing deep plane facelift, we're able to reposition the facial ligaments and the layer of this mass. We're also able to use fat grafting in these situations to improve the youthfulness of the face. But remember, this is more aggressive. It certainly might take several sessions with fat grafting. And facelift surgery improves the sunken hollow appearance more by picking up skin laxity and improving facial descent of areas like the jowls. Sometimes we'll treat fat that has descended like jowl fat with off-label treatments like Kybella, the fat melting enzyme, which can be used to conservatively reduce facial fat pads which have migrated and descended into the lower jowl and the lower face. In general, fat treatments are very difficult to come by. It's hard to replace facial fat. New products like Renuva exist, and Renuva is an adipose-based matrix that's derived from donor tissue, cadaveric donor tissue that's harvested, purified, processed, and treated. Very safe, but you have to be comfortable with that idea that it comes from donor tissue. That can be injected just like a filler, and amazingly, it allows your own fat cells to come into this scaffolding of collagen and fibrin and gives the cells a place to take up house. And this is where they become new baby fat cells growing more robustly than previously. It's difficult to get it in exactly the right plane where old buccal fat used to exist or where cheek fat used to exist, and it takes a lot of practice. So if you're going to think of a treatment like Renuva as an injectable, you're going to see a very experienced practitioner. And just remember that these results too may not last longer than 2 or 3 years. We don't know the end point of them. But that's another option for people who are missing their youthful facial fat. I'm a fan, of course, of allowing facial aging to take place gradually. I think the biostimulators like Sculptra are great to lift and tighten the lateral vectors of the face. So pulling the face up, back, and lateral with temporal filler, filler in the lateral cheekbones, filler in the pre-auricular area, as well as in the mandibular ligament area and the pregeal sulcus. These are the areas that when we treat, we are able to improve the facial vectors to get kind of an uplifted and improved appearance. And that also is going to help your facial fat stay in the right positioning. Remember that you need to take great care of yourself, taking your supplements, exercising, avoiding crash dieting, avoiding surgical trends. Do all the things that will help you preserve your skin, sun protection, your facial fat, with judicious use of hyaluronic gel fillers at the right age and the right depth and location, you can preserve the appearance of youthful facial fat. And then if you've done something overly aggressive, like too much surgery, you can do fat transfer. If you're doing a facelift, you can also do fat transfer. So many options exist. Most important to talk to a medical professional and figure out exactly what might be right for your particular face and your issues. And just know that with the right approach, it's possible to restore youthful, beautiful appearance to the face. That's it for now, guys. Just reminding you, avoid trends and stay beautiful. We love our facial fat. We would never do anything to prematurely destroy it. Those chubby cheeks you didn't love when you were 20 are going to keep you so gorgeous into your 60s and beyond. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful.